The Eagle has taken off, Gannon has signed a new contract, and many more disc golf professionals are moving companies, signing with different teams. And in this episode of the Chain Clinkers Disc Golf Podcast, we want to take a deep dive into everything that is going on in the world of professional disc golf when it comes to new contracts. We're going to talk about most of and definitely hit on the big dogs who have signed this offseason. Let's get into it right now. Welcome in, everybody, to the Chain Clinkers Disc Golf Podcast. I'm your host, Quentin, and today, like I said in the intro, I want to look at the disc golfers who are changing teams, re-signing. What has disc golf free agency looked like this season, and give some analysis for maybe what is to come and how I think we can make disc golf more entertaining overall. So let's just start with some of the huge, we'll save some of the big ones. Let's talk about some of the smaller ones. Paul Kranz was on Discmania. He is now going to MVP. Tristan Tanner left Latitude 64. He's going to DGA. Chandler Fry left Discraft and is going to Thought Space Athletics. Gavin Babcock re-signs at Discmania for two more years. And then we've got, let's see here, Rebecca Cox re-signs for an extra year with Latitude 64. Katrina Allen gets a extra year extension with DGA. We've got Nathan Queen, one-year extension with Innova. Holland Finley, one-year extension with Innova. Bradley Williams, Jessica Weiss, Juliana Corver, Haley King, Philo, Emily Beach, all are one-year extensions with Innova. Now, something that's interesting here is Emerson Keith is on a one-year deal with Innova. And Emerson Keith is a disc golfer who has made some interesting moves over the last couple of years. He had spent most of his career on the Pro Tour with Latitude 64 and then went to Lone Star last year. And it had seemed as though the pairing had a happy relationship, but clearly they could not last and had to get a divorce. And Emerson Keith is up out of Lone Star Discs. And I feel like a good amount of players and personnel have left Lone Star Disc, which kind of begs the question of what is wrong with Lone Star Discs and why are so many people leaving? Is it really that mismanaged of a company? And I mean, that's just looking at the pro side. When you look at the amateur side, no offense to anybody out there, but they're kind of ripping you off by being on their team. They'll give you two discs and then you can get a 20% off coupon. I don't know. To me, that kind of seems like you're ripping people off. It's a great business decision by Lone Star Discs because it guarantees them 1,000 different customers who are going to be spending money at LoneStarDiscs.com when they have to have 95% of their bag be Lone Star Discs. So great business model. Get a bunch of amateurs who are forced into buying your products. Oh my gosh, that's absolutely genius. It is still hilarious. Okay, let's keep on moving. Talking just some more extensions here. We've got Erica Stinchcomb, one-year extension with Thought Space Athletics. Andrew Fish, one-year extension with Discraft. We've got Erica Stinchcomb also signed a one-year deal with Infinite Discs this year. Matthew Oram, four-year extension. This was a big one. And if you've been listening so far, out of the ones I've read, we've had a lot of just one-year deals. So getting a four-year deal is absolutely huge for Matthew Oram. And it also tells me that he's going to be and is committed to being on the Pro Tour for at least another 4 years, which is so good. The guy's been around disc golf for so long. He's a fantastic player. And it's just better to have him out there. And Westside really needs Matty O to continue to be good for their brand to have really any recognition. In my opinion, there's not a lot of other MPO or FPOs on Westside's team that is really scary or competing for wins. So having Matty O up there is huge. This one was a little surprising. Benjamin Callaway is signed a one-year extension with Discraft on Instagram throughout the offseason. It had kind of seemed as though he was going to be stepping away from Discraft, but it looks as though the two sides were able to come together to ink a one-year extension. Paige Shu got a one-year extension. Deion Carey, one-year extension with Lone Star Discs. Andrew Presnell, one-year extension with Discraft. Connor O'Reilly signed with Lone Star Discs for a year, as AJ Carey got a one-year extension with Lone Star Discs. Ella Hansen, two-year extension with Discmania. That is really good. I feel like Discmania needed to have a Ella Hansen on their women's team in order to continue to fight for wins and be relevant in the FPO division. Kevin Kiefer, two-year extension with Latitude 64. Cole Radalin made the move to DGA on a two-year deal. DGA's team is starting to get a little bit better. They've got Cole Radalin and Tristan Tanner, so two guys who are looking to prove themselves. Clash Discs has Hedy Lane for 2 years. That's a new contract right there. Natalie Ryan, five-year deal with Neptune Discs, the only player I've ever heard of being on Neptune Discs. Casey White signs a two-year extension with Discmania. Linus Carlson, five-year extension with Latitude 64. And then let's see here. We've got Anthony Barella last year having that two-year deal with Discraft. And then the big one here, I keep saying big ones here. Joel Freeman got a two-year extension. Jennifer Allen, two-year extension. Hannah Blimrose, three-year extension. Garrett Gerthy, three-year extension. Kat Merch, two-year extension. Matt Bell, two-year extension. Stacey Haas, a lot of extensions. We're not really seeing a lot of new contracts out there. And really, I guess if I am looking, that's really it for 2024. A lot of this is now 2022. Let me see if they have on here. I'm looking at the Ulti World contract here. Let's see if they have. I feel like they don't. Yeah, they don't have Ganon on here, which is weird, which is one of the big ones that I wanted to talk about. Ganon Burr left Prodigy, finally leaves Prodigy. I feel like that was absolutely forever that it took place. And he's signing with Discmania Discs, which is who we thought he was going to end up with last year. And so it's one of those things where it's just crazy that, you know, this player in Ganon is finally on Discmania. He had done some trolling on social media, but was able to get it done, and he's with Discmania, which is kind of what everyone expected. And in my opinion, I think that the player who's going to follow him there is going to be Alden Harris. He's also been a troller on the social media and Instagram about where he's going to be going, but having him also join the team, I'm assuming, is really going to bring the trio back together of Gavin Bagpock, Ganon Burr, and then Alden Harris. The three boys are going to be back in town with Discmania, and they've also got Kyle Klein, Ella Hansen, Casey White. Like, it seems to me as though Discmania has taken a step toward youth this offseason and the last offseason by letting Eagle go and letting Simon go. They've left two of the biggest players in the market, and the two players who probably have kept their business afloat and going with as many popular disc releases as they've had. I would expect we're going to see a lot of custom ink for Ganon, and we're going to see them pushing as much Ganon Burr discs to the marketplace as humanly possible. This has got to cash in for Discmania. They need these young players to step up and start winning events. And we've seen Ganon can do that. And I think the rest of their team is going to continue to develop and get better. I mean, Kyle Klein can win events. So you've got two of the top 10 players. Let's actually look at UDisc and see where they rank, both of those players in the world rankings. Hold, please. World rankings. Okay. UDisc Live. Trying to get there real quick. So they've got Eagle at number one, which is cap in my eyes, but okay. Eagle's number one, so you lose out there, but you've got Kyle Klein at six and Ganon Burr at seven. So they've got two of the top 10 right there. Then let's just go through the rest of the top 10. Calvin, which is Innova, Paul, which is Discraft, Simon, MVP, Ricky's Dynamic, the two boys there, Isaac, Robinson is Prodigy, Matty O, Westside, and Bradley Williams coming in at 10. That is going to get you your top 10 in two Innova players and two Discmania players. Eagle has not signed yet, but in my opinion, Eagle's going to go to Streamline Discs. It just makes too much sense for him to go there, because they will have then James Conner with MVP. They'll have Simon Lazat with Axiom slash MVP, and then they'll have they'll have Eagle McMahon with Streamline slash MVP, which is actually a really genius idea by that company to have all three of those players kind of mainly focused on three different plastic selections. And that's, I think, a key to selling more discs, because James is going to be able to push more MVP, normal MVP discs, and then Simon's going to be able to update and get the Axiom line actually going and a lot of people buying Axiom discs. And then now here comes Eagle with the Streamline, and it's so smart for Eagle and Simon to go to these two companies, because they're going to get so many people to buy their discs, and it's not just another DD3, it's not just another P2. Like, there are different discs that people are excited to buy, and I think that's where pros are going to be more likely to be on the move, because they know that they want to generate more money, and more money will come from more disc sales. So if a player can go to another company and get their own line of discs, right? The Simon line, the Eagle line is coming from Streamline once it happens. Trust me, it's coming. And so that's going to lead to the player making more money and the company making more money. That is a better position to be in than a Discmania where you're just running another line of Cloudbreakers, where it's just a DD3. It's just an overstable high-speed disc. It just has different ink. And if you don't make enough and you create scarcity in the market, people will be excited to buy it, but then also mad at you that they can't get one. So that's a tough spot for them to be in, but it just makes so much sense for the player. They're going to be able to earn so much more money by going to another company and creating their own line of discs. I think Paul Macbeth is a great example of this, and it proves how well that is for the players and the company. I mean, he's made so many discs with Discraft, and that's like staples in their line now. And Simon and Eagle are going to have staples in the MVP as a whole line with Axiom and Streamline. And what's also very interesting is that, you know, Simon last year was like, I'm just ready for a change. You know, the Crush Bros are no more, but now the Crush Bros are going to be at MVP, which is just so funny to me. And we have new Crush Bros at Discmania. I keep getting those two mixed up. At Discmania, we're going to have two Crush Bros in and of itself with Gannon Burr and Kyle Klein. So the new Crush Bros at Discmania and the old Crush Bros at MVP. It's going to be fascinating to watch next year. And so I think Gannon going there made perfect sense. That's who we all thought it was going to be with. And really, when I kind of think of all of these moves, the number one thing that I think allowed all of these moves to happen was James Conrad winning Worlds. James Conrad hitting that unbelievable shot in winning Worlds, and the amount of money MVP made from that was absolutely insane, which then allowed them to go get Simon Lazat. And then everything that they've been able to make with Simon Lazat's going to allow them to go get Eagle McMahon. And now they're going to have two of the biggest clout influencers in disc golf, highest disc sales. Like, people are going to line up to buy those discs, especially because they're new. It's not the same disc that they've been buying for years and years and years and years. And so I think Gannon will have some success over that. But, like, would you rather buy another Ricky Wysocki Felon, or would you go buy whatever the DD3 version is over at Streamline? I'm probably going to go try that out, because that's not a disc I've tried, and the ink's probably going to be dope. And so I'm going to go do that. I'm not going to buy another Ricky Felon. I don't need that, or a Ricky Raider or anything like that. So I think company-wise, it makes sense for these guys and gals to kind of move around. But one other thing I wanted to put out there, when you're looking at these 2024 deals, and I think I might have read this a little bit wrong earlier, so I'll correct myself. Earlier, when I said Ella Hansen had a 2-year extension and Kevin Kiefer 2-year extension, Cole Radolin moved to DGA, Natalie Ryan, and all that was all 2023 inked. And the 2024 started with AJ Carey, Connor O'Reilly, Andrew Presnell, but it's neither here nor there. What's fascinating on here is out of the just 2024s, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'll count Gannon, 5 that I'm seeing here on Ulti World Active Contract Tracker. There are 5 players who have received more than a 1-year deal, and I can't even count, but I'm going to assume 30 some odd players that are right in front of me that have 1-year extensions. Is disc golf moving to where if you're not a top contender to win week in and week out, you're only going to be getting a 1-year deal and an extension at that? That's something that's really interesting to me and something that I think is going to continue to play out. I think the amount of players playing disc golf is not necessarily free falling or dipping or anything like that, but the growth is not what it was, clearly, as we are now another year removed from COVID. And something also that's interesting is people are not buying discs like they used to. All of these COVID disc golfers have their discs. It's really hard to continue to sell to them, hey, buy another Destroyer, buy another DD3, buy another Zeus, when they already can't throw that disc and they've got 10 of them. So it's really hard to sell plastic to new disc golfers from the COVID era. And so I think we're starting to see less buying from those in disc golf. And so I think these 1-year extensions are appropriate, and a lot more disc golf companies are going to have to go year by year, and they're not going to be able to lock in players for 4, 5, 6 years, which I think is very evident here. I mean, Matty O, Gannon Burr, Eagle, you know, those kind of players are going to get the 5, 10, 6, 7, 8, 9. You know, they're going to get the multi-year deals, where I think when you look at somebody like, no offense to Andrew Fish, or I mean, honestly, Emerson Keith right now, Jessica Weiss, Juliana Korver, Nathan Queen, any of these players, no offense to any of them. Tristan Tanner also, like, no offense to anybody, but they are not worth signing to long-term deals. 1-year new deals or 1-year extensions are the place for those players to be at, because they're not consistently vying for wins. They're not consistently vying for championships, world championships. And so I just think that it makes sense for these companies to only sign 1-year deals, and their deals probably are not going to be nearly as much as time continues to go on, unless we see another explosion in the market. But those are my 2 cents. That's what I think is going to happen. Like I said, Eagle has not officially signed with Streamline Discs, but to be completely honest with you, I would be absolutely shocked if Eagle does not sign with Streamline Discs and MVP. There's no way it's not happening. It just makes too much perfect sense. Let me know where you think Eagle is going to go. You can do so over on TikTok or Instagram at Chan Clankers Disc Golf, and I would love to hear what your thoughts were on this podcast. With all that said, we are done here, and we will see you guys next week.